Today on Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, we continue in our series called Life's Healing Choices. In these lessons, Rick offers an in-depth biblical look at overcoming the hurts, hang-ups, and habits that hold us back in life. Now, in just a few moments, we're going to tell you about a great video resource that will show you step-by-step how to let go of your past hurts, hang-ups, and habits once and for all. It's an 8-session DVD and workbook study kit called Life's Healing Choices. And you can take a sneak peek right now by going to PastorRick.com or by texting the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. That's PastorRick.com or the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Right now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with the final part of a message called The Reality Choice.
You were never meant to go through life as a lone ranger. You were never meant to go through it on your own. You were never meant to face your problems or your sins by yourself. We need each other, and we have a longing for belonging. And we're not just believers, we're belongers, and we're to help each other out. And the fact is, we need each other to be healthy. If you don't have anybody in your life that you can be totally, brutally honest with, I pity you, because you're not healthy. Because God wired us in such a way that we only get well in community. That's why we have small groups. We only grow in community. That's why we have small groups. And when you're going through a tough time, you need other people around you. Did you know that the Bible says that when a guy's going through a tough time and he's so upset he can't even believe in God, he still deserves to have friends? God says, even when people don't believe in me, they still deserve to have friends who hang in there with them. Look at this verse on the screen, Job 6:14. A despairing man, means somebody who's given up on his career, his marriage, his life, whatever. A despairing person should have the devotion of his friends, even though he forsakes the fear of the Almighty. He's saying, God says this, that I put people on earth to help each other out, and even when a guy's going through a tragedy, he goes, I don't even believe in God right now. I'm so mad, I'm so angry, I'm so ticked off, I'm so upset, I'm in such a crisis, I feel so lost, I don't even believe in God. He still deserves friends who will be around him and say, well, we believe in you. And don't worry about it. We'll believe in God for you. We're going to carry you through on our faith. We will believe God for you, and we're going to pull you through this crisis. God says, that's real friendship. And he says, pity the person who hasn't ever gotten in a group and gotten close to somebody close enough to do that, to help each other out. You see, if all you do is come to church on Sunday, you get the word once a week. That would be like eating a banquet once a week and fasting for the next 6 days. What would that do to your digestive system? You wouldn't be very healthy if all you did is get the word once a week and the rest of the week you fasted. You need the word one-on-one during the week. And when you go to a small group Bible study, you get a little second boost of the word of God. And that gives you strength. I got a friend named Walter who's a pastor in Houston, and he said this week that his son had an iPhone and the battery went dead on it. And so he plugged it into his MacBook, the Apple laptop. They're called MacBooks. And he said he plugged his iPhone into his MacBook to recharge it, but it wasn't recharging. And he couldn't figure out why it wasn't getting any more power. And he said, finally, I opened it up, and he said, I realized that I only get the power when the book is opened. I only get the power when the book is opened. And when you sit in a Bible study with three or four other people in somebody's house or a Starbucks or in an office, and the book is open, guess what? You get the power. That's where it comes from for living. Now, this next verse on your outline is one of the most important verses for your health and holiness and hope and becoming that Christ and getting over your habits and hang-ups. So I want us to read it together, James 5:16. Admit your faults to God. Oh, sorry. Read it again. Admit your faults to the psychiatrist. Oh, no. Let's really read it this time. Admit your faults to one another and pray for each other so that you may be healed. Now circle the word healed, and circle the word admit, and circle the word pray, and circle the word each other, and draw a line between them. Because if you want to be healed in your life, that's the key. Admit your faults to one another and pray for each other so you may be healed. How many times over 30 years have you heard me say this? Revealing your feeling is the beginning of healing. It's based on that verse. The way you get well in life is by revealing your feeling. And when I'm on the patio and somebody comes up and says, Pastor Rick, I've never told this to anybody. I know they're on the road to recovery. I know that they're about to experience freedom for the first time. Because when they share for the first time, I've never told this to anybody, and they share it with me, all of a sudden they're opening the closet door and the boogeyman comes out and he's not as big as we thought he was. And there's this, why didn't I do that a long time ago? There is relief and there is healing just in sharing, just in admitting. Why? Because the moment you do that, you humble yourself and God gives grace to the humble. To sharing that fear, to sharing that fault, sharing that difficulty, revealing your feeling is the beginning of healing. Now, this is the hardest step for some of you because it really hits your pride. In other words, I don't mind telling God about my habit, but I'm not about to tell anybody else. And I don't mind telling God about my attraction, but I'm not going to tell anybody else. And I don't mind, and my stomach just starts churning even thinking about it. I don't mind telling God, because I know he already knows about my addiction, about my problem, about my fear, but I'm not about to tell anybody else. Well, good luck. You'll be stuck in it the rest of your life because you're never going to get well on your own. Never. God has wired us in a way that we need each other to grow. Now, let me be real clear about this. If all you want to do is be forgiven, tell God. But if you want to be healed, you got to tell other people. Now, you don't have to tell everybody. You don't have to put it on the Goodyear blimp at the Super Bowl. You only need to tell one or two other people. People that you trust, who don't have a big mouth, who are going to love you unconditionally, who aren't going to blame you, but are going to go, yep, me too. I've been there, done that. Or even if it's not the same thing, they go, well, that's got to be tough. You don't have to tell everybody, but you have to tell somebody. You know, honestly, my biggest hurdle to holiness, personally, is my desire to look good. I wonder if any of you relate to that. You want to look good to other people. So you don't want to tell anybody else about what's going on in your life. But you know the cool thing? I've been in a Bible study group, small group, for 6 years. I don't have to look good with that group. They know me, warts and alls. I don't have to look good. I don't have to pretend I've got it all together. I can share fears and faults and sins. Everybody needs a place like that. Now, I really want you to have relief and release and freedom. But you're going to have to deal with this fear of honesty that you've got in your life. Of like, well, nobody will understand what I'm going through. And there are three fears that Satan keeps you stuck with. Three fears. The first fear that Satan keeps you stuck in a rut with is the fear of your own emotions. That's a fear. And it is the fear that if I deal with this issue, that memory, that event, that sin, that abuse, that accident, that hurt, that evil, wicked, mean, bad, and nasty thing, if I actually face it, I will not be able to handle my emotions. I won't be able to handle the grief. I won't be able to handle the shame. I won't be able to handle my own emotions. In fact, I may just go crazy. Everybody in this room has fears. Everybody in this room has insecurities. Everybody in this room wants to look good. Everybody in this room has habits they don't like. We're all in the same boat. You're broken, but you're not crazy.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in just a moment with the rest of today's lesson. You can sign up for Pastor Rick's free email devotional at PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com.
It's no secret that we've all been hurt by other people. We've hurt ourselves, and we've hurt others. And as a result, every single one of us ends up with some sort of hurt, hang up, or habit. How you respond to these difficulties will determine whether you get bitter or better. That's why Pastor Rick created the Life's Healing Choices DVD Study Kit to help you find freedom from those hurts, hang-ups, and habits through 8 healing choices that promise true happiness and life transformation. Using the Beatitudes of Jesus as a foundation, Rick leads you through 8 video lessons that offer practical, encouraging biblical teaching. Each session includes real-life stories of men and women whose lives have been transformed by living out the 8 choices presented in this study kit. As you discover and apply these life-changing principles, you too will find God's path to wholeness, growth, spiritual maturity, happiness, and healing. You'll find real answers, real hope, and a real future, one healing choice at a time. Today, when you support Pastor Rick's Daily Hope with a gift to help share the hope of Jesus Christ with people around the world, we'll send you your very own copy of the Life's Healing Choices 8-Session DVD and Workbook Study Kit. Call 800-600-5004 or go to PastorRick.com right now to request this great resource. That's 800-600-5004 or PastorRick.com.
Once again, here's Pastor Rick.
Now, there's a second fear you have, and it is the fear of the reactions of others. And I'm afraid to be honest, because you might reject me. You might dismiss me. You might think I'm less of a Christian. You might think I'm evil. You might abandon me, and I've been there. I don't want to be honest, because you might reject me, and I don't like that. Why am I afraid to tell you I am? Because if I tell you who I am, I'm all I've got. And if you don't like it, I'm up a creek. You need to get over that fear. There's another fear that people have about being honest, and it is the fear that being honest is useless. What will it do? What's the point of it? Why tell anybody else about what I'm struggling with? Been there, done that, bought the t-shirt, didn't help. No, you didn't go there. You haven't ever really been totally honest. Because if you had, you'd already be released. You'd already be released. And the fact is, God says, confess your faults one to another, whereby you will be healed. That is a promise, and God is not a liar. He is not a liar. You admit your faults to each other. And the truth is, God has promised to help. Let me explain this. I grew up in a pastor's home. My dad was a pastor. And I figured out pretty quick that a person could go to church and listen to sermons for 40 years and never grow up spiritually. Just coming to church will not make you grow spiritually. Why? Because according to the United States Air Force study, we forget 90 to 95% of everything we hear within 72 hours. Now that really depresses me as a pastor. Because it means by Wednesday, you're going to forget everything I've told you today except 5%. And that means if you have been at Saddleback for 30 years since we started, you've heard everything I've taught, you only remember 5% of it. That's why, by the way, we hand out outlines, because if you write it down, it actually helps you remember it longer. The shortest pencil is longer than the longest memory. If you're not taking any notes, it's going in one ear and right out the other. Shoot, next Sunday, I won't even remember what I preached this week. Okay. So it's not like we all have good forgetters. So if you really want to get over your habits, hurts, and hang-ups, and if you want to grow to spiritual maturity and be like Christ, you have to do more than just listen to sermons. So what we learned and discovered a long time ago is that we all learn in different ways. We all have different learning styles. Some people learn by hearing. They're auditory learners. It's the ear gate, and they hear it and they get it. And you learn that way, and that's good for you. But some people say, no, I just forget it all. If I hear it, I don't even remember it. Some people say, I learn through the eye gate. I like to read it. And if I read it, then I really get it. And they learn, not through the ear gate, the eye gate. Some people say, well, I hate to read. I don't like to read. But I like to talk about it, and I learn through the mouth gate. And if we sit in a small group and we discuss it, I say, yeah, but, and what about, and for instance, in talking it out, I learn it by talking. They learn through the mouth gate. Some people say, I don't like to hear it, I don't like to read it, I don't like to talk it, just let me do it. I'm a doer. Let me under the hood of the car, and I'll start playing around the carburetor. Don't give me a manual, I'll just figure it out. Don't give me a technical manual for my computer. Just let me open it up and I'll start playing with the wires and the capacitors and stuff, and I'll get it all figured out. And they learn by doing. So what we do every fall is we take a topic like getting over habits, hurts, and hangups, and we reinforce it five ways. We hear it, we read it, we study it, we memorize it, we do it, we practice it, we talk about it, all these different things. And that drives the nail in deeper than if you just heard sermons. Now, if all you do is come to church and listen to the sermons for the next 8 weeks, you're not going to change. Sorry, you're just not. You might get a few ideas, but you're not going to change. You may as well be watching NFL on TV. Because that is not enough to change you. So what I want you to do is get in a group if you're not in one. Last verse on your outline. When we were unable to help ourselves, which is right now, at the moment of our need, which is right now, Christ died for us. It's the cross, the cross, the cross, the cross. Jesus came to give you grace, and grace is the power to change. You got to accept Christ into your life. Now, you may be thinking, well, my problem isn't that bad. Question, how bad does it have to get before you ask for help? And one guy said, you know, the acid of my pain finally ate through the wall of my denial. If you feel at the end of your rope, congratulations. Now's the time for change. Let's bow our heads. What's unhealthy or out of balance in your life? What needs changing? I want to invite you right now to join the rest of us as we take these 8 steps to getting healthy again. Will you take the first step today? It may be the hardest one. It means being honest and facing up to maybe an issue that you've been afraid to face for a long, long, long time. I'm going to pray for you. And then you can follow me in a prayer. Father, because not one of us is perfect, we all have areas of our lives that are unhealthy and out of balance. And some of these areas, Lord, are so painful that we can hardly even stand to think about them. I know, Lord, there are people here today who have struggled with shame and guilt and secrets and depression and low self-esteem. And I know, Lord, there are others here that are in a marriage that's stuck, or it's cold. It's grown cold. It's dying. Maybe they're even separated right now. There are many people here struggling with a habit, a secret sin, a hurt. Lord, give them the courage to take the first step to health right now. Now you pray. In your mind, say, Dear God, I want to take the first step to getting healthy again today. I realize that I am not God, but I have often acted like I was. I've tried to control things, and I'm sorry. I've done things that you told me not to do, and I've not done things you told me to do. But I'm not going to run anymore. And today, I want to be poor in spirit. First, I humbly admit that I need your help. I don't want to hide my hurts or sins anymore. And I know that I'm helpless to control my tendency to do the wrong things that are unhealthy for me. And I ask you to take the pieces of my unmanageable life and begin the process. I'm asking for help. And even more than that, Lord, I'm asking that you give me the courage to accept help from others. I don't want to just be forgiven. I want to be healed. I want to get this behind me so the rest of my life can be the best of my life. Help me to stick with this and change me. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hi, everybody. This is Rick, and I hope you enjoyed today's broadcast. You know, if you just prayed that prayer for the very first time, or you just recommitted your life to Jesus again today, would you let me know about it? There's something real about sharing your commitment. So write me, Rick, at PastorRick.com and say, Rick, I prayed that prayer of commitment. I gave my life to Christ. And I'll send you some material that'll help you on your journey with Jesus. And I'll also pray for you. God bless you.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. We're so happy that you've chosen to study along with us today. If you'd like to receive Rick's free daily devotional, go to PastorRick.com and sign up right now. Rick will be back to close out our time today, but first, it's no secret that we've all been hurt by other people. We've hurt ourselves and we've hurt others. And as a result, every single one of us ends up with some sort of hurt, hang-up, or habit. It's how you respond to these difficulties that will determine whether you get bitter or better. That's why Pastor Rick created the Life's Healing Choices DVD Study Kit to help you find freedom from hurts, hang-ups, and habits through 8 healing choices that promise true happiness and life transformation. Using the Beatitudes of Jesus as a foundation, Rick leads you through 8 video lessons that offer practical, encouraging Bible teaching. Each session includes real-life stories of men and women whose lives have been transformed by living out the 8 choices presented in this study kit. As you discover and apply these life-changing principles, you too will find God's pathway to wholeness, growth, spiritual maturity, happiness, and healing. You'll find real answers, real hope, and a real future, one healing choice at a time. Today, when you support Pastor Rick's Daily Hope with a gift to help share the hope of Jesus Christ with people around the world, we'll send you your very own copy of the Life's Healing Choices 8-Session DVD and Workbook Study Kit. Call 800-600-5004 or go to PastorRick.com right now to request this great resource. That's 800-600-5004 or PastorRick.com. Here's Pastor Rick with a letter from one of our listeners.
You know that I love reading your notes and letters that you send me. And here's a note that I got from Paul, who lives in Canada. He says, Pastor Rick, I listen to Daily Hope in my car, on the bus, on the train, and even on my iPhone. I listen anywhere and everywhere because your messages always encourage me. And sometimes I just think that God is talking directly to me through your teaching. Well, I understand, Paul. God does that with me too. And you have encouraged me. Thank you so much for writing. You know, just as Paul mentioned, you could listen to Daily Hope anytime, anywhere through our podcast. You just go to PastorRick.com, click on the Listen tab, and you'll be able to download the Daily Hope podcast for iTunes or for Android through an RSS feed. And it's all there on that site. I hope you will share these Daily Hope messages with your friends. They may not be where a radio broadcast is, but they can always get the podcast. And the good news is too good to keep for yourself. So share some hope today.
If you'd like to let Rick know how this broadcast has blessed you, you can write him at rick@pastorrick.com. That's rick@pastorrick.com. Be sure to join us next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.